Calgary Flames fans, it's time for Flames Unfiltered. Entertaining and controversial hockey talk with your host, Brad Berube.
Was it just me, or was that a grueling four-game road trip? Glad that one's in the books. Good evening and welcome to Flames Unfiltered. I am the host of the show, Brad Berube, joining you for episode 107 of Flames Unfiltered on a Wednesday night. And night off for the Flames is last night. The Flames dropped a tough loss to the San Jose Sharks. As I get myself on the screen, yeah, probably should have that on. Well, this road trip to me just seemed grueling. It was a rough one, I thought. It just seemed like every single night it was a bear to get points. And we start with two wins and end with two losses. And yeah, we'll talk about that a little bit more here. Montreal names Jeff Gorton as the general manager, president. And his press conference was just awkwardly embarrassing, wasn't it? Him going and trying to speak French, I didn't quite understand that one. And I don't know. I know it's a factor in Montreal, but why it's as big of a factor as it is beyond me. I don't understand it. Tons of changes in Vancouver this week. Man, oh man, GM gone, coach gone, new coach in. We'll talk about that a little bit. But does it make them any better? Is anybody worried about Vancouver now? I guess we'll see. They win on the first night with their new coach and playing tonight against Boston. Who feels let down after that road trip? I kind of do. We're spoiled, aren't we? We've been spoiled this year with wins, haven't we? Almost every single night. I don't know. A colleague of mine I do another podcast with told me, hey, Brad, get 4 points out of the 8 possible on this road trip and you leave happy, right? But yet I found myself thinking 6 would make me happy. Not trying to be greedy, but I don't know, I wasn't happy. Now we're back home. We just need some rest, and no, we're not going to get it because this schedule is cram-packed because of the Olympics that we're probably not going to. I guess we'll see what happens there. I don't know. On this episode, we got lots to recap from that 4-game road trip. We're going to talk about the good and the bad. And as we roll into the holiday season, I got some Christmas wishes for the Calgary Flames. We'll talk about that. Valimaki sent to Stockton and then back. Got some games in. We'll talk about that. Talk some Flames news and quite a bit of things going on in the Pacific Division, and we'll touch base on all of those. And hopefully we'll get some live listener questions during the show, and we'll touch on those later on. And then we'll preview what lies ahead for this weekend as, the no rest for the wicked. Flames are right back at it. Fans, let's wrap the 4 games up and talk a little bit about them. Not too long, just touch base on this road trip that was kind of grueling. But last Thursday night, Calgary was in Los Angeles, and I thought that game went really well. I did. I thought Calgary played well. Ends up coming out with a 3-2 win. Outshot 42-32, which is something we don't normally see and haven't this year. So it wasn't a great game by the Flames, but it was like one of those games where it's like, all right, we're on the road and we pulled out 2 points in a night where we weren't at the top of our game by any means. And yeah, game-winning goal by Matthew Tkachuk. Markstrom gets a win in net. Andrew Mangiapane on the road again. What the hell, yeah. Goal and assist, 15 minutes, 2 seconds of ice time for the bread man. And yeah, he has another big night on the road. Tkachuk got a hit on Doughty early on. I don't know if you saw, if many people saw. There was a hit in the corner, and then there was a shot in front of the net. And it kind of went unnoticed. There was not a lot of talk about it on the game feed. And I just feel like Tkachuk was really engaged that night. And I thought he was really, really good. The next night, right up the road in Anaheim for a back-to-back. And back-to-backs on the road in California with not a lot of rest, lots of games lately. I was a little bit worried in this one. Calgary comes out on top 4-3 in a shootout. Shots 36-34. For Calgary, I thought Calgary was good. I didn't think they were great again. A lot like the LA game, they found and did what it takes to get the 2 points. And I guess that's all you can ask for on the road. Monahan, a big night, 1 goal, 1 assist, +1, gets on a different line. And yeah, it really pays off for him and helped him out quite a bit. Lots of good in this game, though. Vladar's shutout streak finally came to an end at 140 minutes, 54 seconds. He's been amazing. Blake Coleman snaps a 16-game drought, gets a point to tie the game 1-1. Monahan snaps a 12-game drought to make it 3-1 in the game, and all systems were go. Sutter was not really happy after this game, and for good reason, actually, to be honest with you. The Dubé Richardson Pitlick line, which was the fourth line, was awful. And they did not see the ice the entire third period at all. We haven't seen Sutter do that yet this year. But this was a situation where I guess he didn't feel comfortable with them out there. And I can't say that I felt all that comfortable with them out there either. Sunday night, another late one. Calgary, God, this road trip. You know why I think this is grueling? I think it's grueling because it's so freaking late at night, the games. It's late. We got jobs in the morning, but I do like it, though, too, because then it's quiet in the house and everything, so you can really, really focus on the game. But I struggled a little bit this week. I was tired. Sunday night, Calgary in Vegas. I was pumped for this game. I was ready to rock and roll. I thought this was going to be a good, good game, and it was. Vegas scored first. Calgary gets right back into the game. Ends up losing 3-2. Dadonov with the game-winning goal. Calgary did come back in this one and push really hard at the end. Vegas outshoots Calgary 28-25. Markstrom with the loss. Lehner with the win. I didn't think it was a bad game for the Flames. I actually thought we were probably better than we were in segments and against LA, but it was sloppy. It wasn't the prototypical Sutter, just like all the games in this road trip were. It's like we got a little bit away from where we were. And, you know, you can't play at that pace all year. So I do get it a little bit. I don't think it's cause for panic or anything like that. But, yeah, not at the top of our game. And, you know, a typical Vegas night for the Flames, as the Flames are now 0-7-0 at T-Mobile Arena since 2017-18 and have been outscored 30-8. I've been to one of the beatdowns there. It was not pretty and not fun. I just pray that doesn't get out of hand and get to be like the old pond. And Anaheim was for the Flames. Every night you went there, you knew it was going to be a difficult night. Last night, Tuesday night, the Flames wrapped this long road trip with another late one in San Jose and come out on the short end of the stick, 5-3. They did outshoot San Jose 43-27, and I thought its segments were better than they were in Vegas, but a lot of sloppiness that we haven't seen. Hannifin had a really, really tough night. As a whole, the whole defense was pretty much awful. Dubé did score right away or within the first minute and a half of the game to put the Flames up, which usually means it's a lock we're going to win because the Flames were 11-0 with Dubé scoring. That was broken last night. And, yeah, this team, when they do score first, usually battens down the hatchets and wins. And did not happen this night in San Jose. San Jose's got our number this year, don't they? Pisses me off. Rozicka with his first goal ever. I played in the last two games, the Vegas game and the San Jose game, because Pitlick is out. He looks real tentative to me. I'm not going to say he was bad or anything, but this guy looks like I don't know what it is. He just looks scared. Not scared to get hit or scared to make the play, to be honest with you. I think that's probably the better way to put it. He's just very tentative out there, and I'm surprised he's getting a big shot here, and this is something he needs to take advantage of. And so far, not as much as we wanted. 4 points out of a possible 8 on the road. We're back home for 2 now. That Canadian trek is usually a bearcat, and it was this time. I don't think the Flames were as good in any of the 4 games. When we did get points, we had to grind them out against a really good Anaheim team and an LA team that I didn't think was all that bad either. So it was a grind, and we get 4 of 8, and I guess we're happy with that as we head home to the Saddle Dome. All right, it is December 8th. Christmas is around the corner, and the reason that this came up as something I wanted to talk about on the show was I thought, I haven't got many Christmas gifts for my kids yet, or my wife, and I better get my act together. And I started thinking about what to get them, and I was making my list and putting it all together, and I started thinking, what do the Flames want for Christmas? What do they want? That's what I started to think about now. What's the most important thing we want? You know, we want continued health. This team's been very healthy. A few insignificant injuries, I guess, would be a way to word it. No COVID. Knock on wood, wherever I got wood here in the studio. No COVID. Got to be happy with that. Another thing we could really use Santa to bring us is Dylan Dubé scoring. We saw him score last night. Maybe that'll get him rolling now. We need him moving. Now, I don't expect him to be lighting it up on a nightly basis, but we need just a little bit more from Dylan Dubé. We need to continue our top-end goaltending. It solves so many of our problems, and we've had it. Markstrom has played in 19 games. He's .937 save percentage, a 1.83 goals against average. Vladar's played in 7 games. I pegged him for 20 this year, and he's on pace for about that. .928 save percentage, 2.10 goals against average. Suffered his first loss last night in a night where I didn't think he was great. Not horrible, but not great. But kind of like the whole damn team was last night. But we have to be, good goaltending. We need Santa to bring us more good goaltending, and that'll help us go a long ways this year. We need to continue the top 4 at the pace they're going. Is it sustainable? Probably not. The Flames are literally the first team this year to have 4 players hit the 10-goal mark this season. Mangiapane sitting at 17, Lindholm 11, Tkachuk 11, Gaudreau 10. That's pretty good. I don't think any of us would have predicted that. And my last Christmas wish, and this is probably not the most important on here, I'd say continued health, goaltending, and continue the scoring are going to be the top 3. Dubé heating up would be 5, and this is the 4th. I would love to see Santa bring us a top 6 forward, scoring forward, between now and trade deadline. I don't know who, and I'll explore that on next week's show. But I look at our roster and I love it, but I just feel like we need to plug in one more guy. Just feel like we got to plug in one more guy. You know, most years when I do this Christmas list, because I've done it, this is the 3rd year, I believe. Most of the year it's stuff I want for the team. You know, we need this, we need this, we need this. And this year it really wasn't what I want. It's more what I don't want to happen. It's more sustain this quality. And that's good. You know, Flames fans, when all of us sit there and make our Santa wishes for the Flames this year, I think we need just to be thankful. We got a lot of good things going on with this hockey team right now. I think we need to be thankful and be happy and enjoy this holidays as it's fun to have holidays when your team is relevant and good, isn't it? All right, Flames fans, as we cruise through the show tonight, Valimaki assigned to Stockton, and I knew this was going to cause a little bit of a skirmish uproar. Why, I don't know. You know, I kind of went crazy on Twitter right when he got sent down to Stockton. That was on Thursday. It was reported that he was assigned to the Stockton Heat of the AHL. And while in Stockton, he played in two games, had 3 assists, 5 shots, two penalty minutes. And I didn't watch the games, but from what people have told me, he looked good. So here's my thoughts on this. The Flames are in California. Stockton's in California. Valimaki needs games. He can't sit in the press box. He's young. He's missed a ton of games due to injury, and the guy needs to progress. So we'll send him to Stockton, get him a couple games over the weekend, instead of sitting in the press box. The Flames are going to need Valimaki, and they're going to need a Valimaki that's had ice time. It'll boost his confidence up a little bit more as that wavered a little bit this year. We saw it. He's thinking, he's doing a little bit of like Ruziska did the last couple of games, where he's thinking about everything so much before he does it that it doesn't pan out like it should. He's going to get ice time. Valimaki was recalled on Tuesday, yesterday, at the end of the California trip, and that's why he wasn't in Stockton's lineup last night. As many people immediately jumped to the, well, why is he not playing in Stockton? Is he going to be traded? Can't be like Vancouver on Twitter. So now where do things go for Valimaki? As our defensive pairings have been pretty solidified all year, with Hanifin and Anderson on one pairing, Chillington, Tanev on another, Zadorov, Gudbranson on the other. Zadorov coming out once in a while, Stone coming in, or Valimaki coming in. And that's really pretty much all we've seen. Now, we haven't had any injuries, which I don't think we're talking about this enough in Calgary. Like, this is really amazing that we've survived this long without a bunch of penalties, without a bunch of injuries. Now, I think we're going to get to see Valimaki on the ice this weekend. Sutter was not happy with the defense last night, made it very clear that he was not happy with the defense last night. And you know what happens when Sutter's not happy? Changes happen. People earn spots, right? Hanifin was struggled miserably last night and has kind of been fading the last 5 games in my mind. I don't see him coming out of the lineup, and I'm not saying that at all, and I don't think he should, but he needs to work through this right now and get back to the Noah Hanifin that we know, as he has struggled a little bit. Chillington the last couple of games has got a little bit too offensive happy, which I want him to be offensive happy because that's his strength, right? That's what he brings to this D, is his speed and his transition and the puck movement up and everything like that. So we need that. But he's got a little laxed and made a few decisions that maybe he overextended himself just a little bit, creating an offensive chance for the opponent coming back the other way. And that's exactly what has got him in the doghouse previous years. So, Zadorov, I wouldn't say he's been bad. I don't think anybody was good last night. I don't think anybody was that great on this road trip, except for Rasmus Anderson. I thought he had a great road trip. Tanev, of course, has been pretty good. And honestly, Gudbranson's been pretty good. But last night, nobody was great. I could see Valimaki coming in to spot Zadorov this weekend, and maybe even Gudbranson. Part of me, a little bit of my gut said maybe Chillington comes out for a game just to hit the reset button. But I don't know. I don't know if that would be a smart thing to do or not. Let's face it, the Blue Line was bad on Tuesday night, and I see a shuffle expected. And I don't think that Valimaki going to Stockton for the weekend was a bad thing. I think Flames fans should, and Valimaki should look at this as a positive. He You got some ice time. I think so many people are just like, oh, not playing doom and gloom for Valimaki. I don't think so. I think it's part of the process, right?
Hey, hockey fans, check out the Debate Hockey Podcast. Hosts Brad Brood and Blake Friars debate all the happenings throughout the hockey world every single week on the Debate Hockey Podcast.
All right, Flames fans, we keep cruising through the show here. We got a lot of news here and just a lot of little things to talk about in the division and around the Flames team. A little update on Stockton. We talked a little bit about them with Valimaki going in there, but Connor Mackey has been on fire. And I've liked Connor Mackey since we signed him, and I think he's gonna be a factor for this team probably this year if we get some injuries. He was named AHL Player of the Week last week. The 25-year-old piled up 5 points in 2 games, both wins, including a pair of shorthanded goals and a Gordie Howe hat trick. This guy can do it all. I like him. I think he's going to be a part of this team here in the future. A little bit of a roster update. The Stockton Heat have loaned Dmitry Zevget. Why do I struggle every time I get on the show? I can say this name. I get on the show, it's Zevgrodny to the Sochi of the KHL. I think that's fine. I think that's expected. Dustin Wolf, our goalie prospect, has been also very, very good, as last year he tore up the WHL, and this year he's making a name for himself in the American Hockey League as he stopped 36 of 38 in a 3-2 win, and the night before stopped 23 of 24 in a 4-1 win. He's now 8-0-2 this year with a 2.07 goals against average and a save percentage of .935. This is an asset that is probably more valuable than we're thinking about right now, whether it's an asset for this team or whether it's an asset to trade. This guy has been very, very, very good. Matthew Tkachuk hit a milestone last night, 300 career points in 375 games played. It came on an assist, a beautiful, beautiful assist. Between the legs pass over to Johnny Gaudreau as he buried at the top corner. Tkachuk hits 300 points in his career. Injury news, Tyler Pitlick is day-to-day with a groin injury, and we'll see how that progresses. As Sutter said, it is, you know, he doesn't tell us anything on injuries, and nor should he. But it's very day-to-day. I have been hearing that news on Richie, though, is not as day-to-day as we think. More a little bit long-term, as it was originally reported, lower body injury in that fight. He is also dealing with concussion issues, and that's never a good thing. And we hope he gets healed up from those here in the near future. Flames superstat. This is the most points in the first 24, or excuse me, the second most points the Flames have had in the first 24 games of the season. The very first, 88-89, when the Flames won the Cup, they had 36 points in 24 games. 24 games into this year, 35. We're 1 point back. Pretty crazy. That, I mean, when you think about that, it's like last time we did this, we went on and won a Stanley Cup. Now, do I call us this cup contender? Not yet. We're earning our stripes. This week, I think, is a little bit of a setback since we last talked. Let's hope we can get back on that horse and come up with a good one tomorrow night while we get back to the Saddledome. In the division news, tons of news in the division as Vancouver fires Travis Green. They replace him with who I think is one of the greatest guys to have an interview with, Bruce Boudreau. He'll do a good job behind the bench in Vancouver. I just don't know if he's a little bit too much of a player's coach in that country club atmosphere that Vancouver has going on. We'll see, though. Vancouver fires Jim Benning, and replacement has not been named. Stan Smeal has taken over as interim general manager. We'll see how that goes. Canucks, listen to this. They get their first win with Boudreau. And you'd swear like they traded half their team and got all new players the way their fan base is. You know, every time a team gets a new coach, there's a new attitude in the room, and it's usually a positive, hey, we're doing it. We're going to pull out of this now and change everything. And they win that first one. Well, let's see how long this attitude goes. I'm interested because this team has been a lackluster flop this year, and we'll see if this coaching change or the GM change shakes some heads in that group. Now, I saw a real interesting tweet this weekend. It was from the, you guys all know him if you're on Flames Twitter, Matchsticks and Gasoline. And they say, this is just unbelievable, and that's why I wanted to bring it up on the show. In the head coaches in the Pacific Division this year, 21-22, right now as we speak, are Sutter, Tippett, DeBoer, McLennan, Boudreau, Eakins, Haxtell, and Bugner. In 2015-16, coaches were Sutter, Tippett, DeBoer, McLennan, Boudreau, Desjardins, and Hartley. Five are the same. None of them are with the same team. Tell me we don't regurgitate coaches in this league. Connor McDavid got himself into a little bit of trouble this week as against the LA Kings. He boarded Adrian Kempe in retaliation to Kempe hauling him down in the neutral zone. And, of course, it's Connor McDavid. We're not going to suspend him. He can run anybody from behind and bloody their face because it's Connor McDavid. Do I think it should have been a long suspension? No, but I thought a game would have been appropriate. But wasn't surprised when there was no supplemental discipline. Though one good note is the Kings scored three goals on the power play for the major and won the game, sending the Oilers to a little skid. The Anaheim Ducks have been dazzling lately. Did you see that goal last night? Sonny Milano scores as Trevor Zegras does the old Michigan trick, and halfway through it flips it over the net. Sonny Milano bats it in the air right below the crossbar. It's definitely going to be the top goal of the year. If somebody beats that, I will be completely shocked. As we sit here tonight, the standings look like Calgary up front still, which shocks me with us only getting 4 points on the road. We sit atop with 35 points. Anaheim has worked their way up. Little did anybody think Anaheim, but they find a way to get points nightly, and they've worked their way up into second place with 33 points. Edmonton has fallen to third with 32. Who thought this would happen? Oilers were 9-1-0 in their first 10. They have fallen 7-7-0 in their last 14 games. Is there chinks in the Edmonton armor? I don't know. It's been fun to watch as they are in their last 10 games 5-5-0. San Jose keeps surprising. Every time I watch them this year, I thought, God, this team they look good. They look really, really good. And some of the guys that were non-existent last year have stepped up, and a couple newcomers are looking pretty good. Thomas Hertl looks good. Is he a target? We'll talk about that next week. Vegas sits in fifth with 28 points, and I still know this team's going to get up to the top three. This is a good hockey team. Kings sit at 24 points. Seattle floundering at 20. Vancouver also at 20. We'll see how the new coach changes that in Vancouver. Any listener comments? None as we're sitting here right now. This division is interesting. And now's when, after losing two in a row here now, this week's going to teach us a lot on where this Flames team's at and how we're going to react to it and adjust. And I was a little disappointed, and not so much that we only got 4 points out of possible eight, but that we just didn't play. I'm not going to say we weren't intense. We were intense, but we didn't play at the level we were playing up until this point. We need to get back on track and get things rolling. Carolina comes to town, and hopefully we can get 2 points out of that one.
Get all your Flames Unfiltered podcasts, team news, team updates, and highlights at flamesunfiltered.com.
All right, let's preview what's ahead, as we've mentioned probably three times on the show already. Carolina comes to the Saddle Dome Thursday night. Carolina currently sits 17-6-1. 35 points gives them third in the Metro. They have struggled a little bit as of late. Have not played the Flames this year. We play them again in Carolina on January 7th. That's going to be a tough matchup for the Flames, as they're a very stingy team that does not allow goals. And that'll be interesting to see how that battle goes. Bet the under on that one. Then on Saturday night, Hockey Night in Canada, Boston comes into the Saddle Dome. They currently sit 12-8-1, 25 points, gets them fifth in the Atlantic. They have struggled. They've had some COVID issues as of late, as their coach is currently on COVID leave. Last time these two teams played was on the 21st of November in Boston, where the Flames won 4-0 in what I think was probably one of the best games the Flames have played this year. And then on Monday, game day, day off. Monday night, we go on the road to Chicago to play the Blackhawks, who are 9-14-2, 20 points, 7th in the Central. We have played them once before this year on the 23rd of November. We beat them 5-2. Play them again in Chicago again on the January 2nd to welcome in the new year. We go on game two of the road trip here. The next night, back-to-backs for this next road trip. Calgary in Nashville. Nashville currently sits 14-10-1, 29 points, third in the Central. A surprising team this year, as Nashville has looked very, very good. Calgary did beat them on the 2nd of November, 3-2 in an overtime game. A very good, exciting game, if I remember correctly. And we play them again on April 26th in Nashville again, as the Flames head on into Nashville two times this year. Well, let's get back on the track. Let's get playing Flames hockey the way we know how to play. Road trip was a grind. We're back home. Hopefully a little home cooking does the Flames good. Thanks for spending your time listening and supporting Flames Unfiltered. A little shorter show tonight, as we, not as much to talk about as in previous weeks. We're back at it next Wednesday night. You know what? Flames fans, relax. We're going to get back on track. Things are okay. This team is working hard, and they're playing their systems. And if that continues, we're going to be just fine. Next week, we're going to talk trade talks, who this team should target at deadline. Thanks for all of you listening. We're back next Wednesday night to talk more Flames hockey. Get connected. Flames Unfiltered can be found on Twitter at Flame Unfiltered. And also make sure you check out our Facebook page at Flames Unfiltered. Check out host Brad Brood on Twitter at Brad Brood. And if you like what you hear, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. You can find Flames Unfiltered on all the major podcast players. Thanks again, and enjoy the hockey action.
Play on! Yeah, baby! Play on!
Thanks for tuning in to Flames Unfiltered. Check back for more action-packed Calgary Flames talk. This episode of Flames Unfiltered was copyrighted and produced by Inside Edge Hockey Media Group.